other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Taking phone calls when parents call in begging for help. Sometimes crying. And I'll say, why'd they take your child? Well, Billy fell off the jungle gym at school and broke his finger, and that's admitted, but they came to the house to do a talk and saw dog hair, and they said, we have a dirty house and must be neglectful. Or, I was in an accident and chopped my legs off, and my wife works, and they say we're in the poverty line, and they came and said they were doing an assessment and had to sign papers, and the next day took them. We don't know where they're at. We ain't seen them in 2 months. Because you don't know your rights and you're good people, they're going to prey on you. I mean, there's only one place. You know, you look at the Catholic Church, all the pedophiles, you find a lot more, believe it or not, not just at Penn State, but in the CPS. You pretty much got to be a pedophile to even be hired now by them. I'm not kidding. It's just an army of pure Satanists. They don't care about kids. They're not there to help kids. You always hear about black kids, covered with flies, you know, 10-year-old kid weighing 17 pounds, 20 pounds. I'm not kidding. And the CPS will come and won't help them because that's a black meant to be killed. They're a eugenics army. That's Planned Parenthood, all of it. But if it's a white baby, woo, boy, crooked toenail, your kid's gone. So I'm sorry, and I'm not trying to be sarcastic. It tears my guts out. I get in this real cynical mode. I've psychoanalyzed myself to protect myself from the pain because I empathize with you, and that's why I hate the New World Order, and I hate them with a passion, and I hate all their works. How did this start? I guess they're saying you're a vet and you're loud, so you're an evil vet. You can't have kids. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, pretty much the stuff that they trained me to do is keeps me from being able to be a parent now, I guess. Now they tell me that, now that I get out. They didn't mention that on the brochure on the way in.
Well, you need to. Well, no. The enemy is the troops. You're to be spiked like a cannon after a war, and they're not going to be any troops soon. It's all going to be robots. So, yeah, you're all be hunted down. Am I kidding, folks? Just get ready, vets. I guess you love the system. Well, it loves you, too. How did they – so what, they just came and said, what, you've got PTSD or something? I mean, what did they say?
Well, they said I might be a harm to the kids. So they had a police officer come in and pretty much he had his gloves on like he wanted to beat me up, you know?
And they go, you're a bad veteran. You're the scum of the earth. There's Homeland Security ADL talking that. Now, remember, no judge, no jury. You might be a possible terrorist. You can't own guns, Rahm Emanuel says. You might be a possible. You might. So how did this all get triggered? What, did you smart off to a neighbor or something?
I checked into the VA hospital to get back straight, get my medicine straightened out and stuff. I had a little trip and intaking them, and just try to get straightened back out. And
the VA went and got scooped your kids up, and now they don't want them to go to your family either, huh?
Well, when the doctor at the VA, he kept me under observation, said, you're good to go, you're good to go home. Well, when I get back home, then these licensed clinical social workers, not PhD doctors.
Drug pushers. Let me ask you this. I'm sure you've got family. How old are your children?
I'm 12, 10, 4, and 2.
Now, you know when they cry for you, that's going to be called mental illness. You need to make sure they're not being drugged. You need to go to the media when their teeth aren't brushed and stuff because they will decline. Have you been able to see your children?
Very rarely. They act like they ain't got time to make a scheduled visit. But then we look on YouTube here today, and my social worker is on YouTube from the Daily News, asleep on the job inside the car. She's about as big as the car that she's sitting
in. No, I know. She's probably a victim of it. Was it a big... I know who it is, yeah. I know it usually is.
She was torturing that Ford Explorer she was sitting in. And
you got to hit them, sir. You got to go to the media. You got to go to the church. You got to stand out with signs. They'll give you your kids back and go grab other victims. See, they can grab 10 kids, even if you don't get your kids back. Fighting them politically will take up their energy and protect other kids. And if you stand up, God will probably come in and help you. But you got to do that first. And just, you didn't get due process, sue them, stand up against their blob forces. God bless you. I'll pray for you.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivore, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivore that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivore telecast at carnivore.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUSFLY to order now.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The company behind shooting targets of children receives a $2 million grant from the Department of Homeland Security. Contracts were for training aids and paper targets. In fact, the company's now on record saying Homeland Security requested from them pregnant women, small children as the new targets, and they're called, per Homeland Security request, no hesitation targets for instinctive training so that you'll learn to kill old people, women, children, pregnant women, 5-year-old boys, you name it. Those are now officially confirmed by the company just in the last 2 years, $2 million in contracts for paper targets. That's what they purchased, paper targets, $2 million worth. Now you know where the 2 billion plus bullets. Oh, yes, it's now over 2 billion bullets, as being reported by Breitbart.com, Associated Press, and others. So here you go, and we just introed with a clip from Death Race 2000 that came out, what, the 1970s? 1974, 39 years ago, the year I was born, with Sylvester Stallone and Mr. Carradine and others. Unbelievable. And we're going to do a review of that film, because in it, the government's trying to exterminate the population under eugenics. They have euthanasia day every week at the hospital, and killing women and children because they're fertile, women especially, are the highest bonus points. And then, of course, we have Grand Theft Auto in the games where you simulate it in the last decade. And now drones. Oh, Obama, kill 200 people in a village to kill one bad guy. They claim a bad guy. And now here are the headlines. Obama moves to authorize domestic drone strikes in America. We told you that was coming. Daily Mail. This video is coming up for radio listeners. U.S. Air Force deploying terrifying swarms of tiny unmanned drones that can hover, crawl, and even kill targets. I told you many years ago from my Marine Corps sources that they'll fly over, dump out a bunch of small little drones about 5 to 10 inches across, some even smaller, and then they go fly up with a face scan of you, and that's how they do this, they admit, and then it comes up and blows your head off. They've got small remote control cockroaches. They had this at least 25 years ago, where it's a real cockroach with a microchip on its head, and then it can even carry a bioweapon, a little capsule, a little plastic capsule that the front of it dissolves with an enzyme once it's pressed, and the roach or roaches are released in your yard. They go in with a DNA-designed bioweapon just for you and then kill you. You die a few days later of an exotic flu or fever. This has all been announced, and it sounds like total science fiction. In fact, they'll probably have national news if this Daily Mail report gets picked up. I know the Mail follows what we do very closely. We follow them as well because they pick up on a lot of science and tech news. And I'll guarantee you, this story gets big because Drudge has picked it up and others. They'll come out and say, Alex Jones claims the Pentagon is developing swarms of killer drone robots. Doesn't matter. The Air Force has released a 4-minute training video we're going to be showing. And, of course, in Death Race 2000, they've got drones killing people as well. And it's a eugenics-based world government carrying out extermination. Now, that's going to be coming up here on the broadcast today. And in other news, New York bill would force gun owners to buy at least $1 million in insurance. And it's Felix Ortiz, one of the big pro-open border North American Union globalists. He wants it to be like Mexico. Felix Ortiz wants it to be like Mexico, where all the guns have been taken from the citizens, so it has the highest crime rate in the world. And another open border race member, I mean, again, I protested the Klan, I'm protesting these people, La Raza, the race, those in the race, everything, those outside the race, nothing. California Democrat introduces bill to tax concealed carry. Linda Sanchez, who's called, again, I'm just pointing out that the pro-open border crowd who are pushing race-based politics. I'd love to have immigrants to this country from Ukraine, Japan, Mexico. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what your background is, as long as you want private property in the Second Amendment. Problem is, I've seen the major statistics and polls. We've shown them. Over 90% of the newly legalized illegals that then become citizens become hardcore socialists who are anti-gun. We're going to have a Castro-type takeover in this country, folks. And it's a socialist liberation theology funded by the Ford Foundation in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Rich, elite Rockefeller, Carnegie Foundation, Ford Foundation operations on record created this entire liberation theology. And so part of being in the Raza now, and they're trying to force Hispanics into this, the media, the Spanish television, again, owned by mainly old white men and folks, are trying to force Hispanics into this Raza. And when you're in the Raza, you're anti-gun, you're pro-abortion, you're pro-globalism, and you're pro-socialism. And it's going to be game over, folks. Game over, because they've attached nationalism and race consciousness, which is very powerful. See, they wanted to get rid of that in the U.S. so there'd be no sovereignty. Even nationalism's a no-no. So we basically don't have an immune system. And then politically, we can be usurped by Mexico, but not for Mexico to take over the U.S. The globalists have shipped the drugs in there, put in the cartels, taken the guns, collapsed it, devalued their currency, forced the rural populations off their land all over Mexico, into Mexico City and then north to the Maquiladores, absolutely devastating them, forced sterilization of their women. One-third of the babies in Mexico City born with a syndrome of having no upper brain. All you have is a brain stem. I mean, I want those people to live. I want them to have children. I want them to be healthy. I want them to be free. I want them to have guns. I want them to have respect. But they've been programmed, just like the general American population has been programmed into trendiness. The Mexican population predominantly, and this is 101 on record, the government prints maps, says the U.S. belongs to Mexico, says it's a reconquering, and the U.S. government helps pay for it. Just like it came out in the Washington Post a decade ago, or about 11 years ago, that hundreds of millions a year were spent in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s and 90s radicalizing Muslims and paying for Quran translations and Quranic literature saying, kill America, kill the Jews, hand grenade everyone, murder, death, kill. Because they don't want big glistening skyscrapers and movie theaters and discotheques. And I mean, you know, the Arabs have gotten super high IQs, folks. And then the Persians, they don't want them over there building rockets to the moon. The people that, you know, invented mathematics and so much more. No, they want them running around murdering each other. And it worked great. So they've been culturally destroyed. Mexico, who used to have Central America for about 30 years, they had the Southwest for about 25 years. They are so elitist in the national race consciousness that they hate the Guatemalans probably five times more than they hate Americans. Look it up. Any illegal immigrants coming to Mexico, you're arrested 6 months hard labor. But see, no one ever plays that card. It's like, be nice, be for open borders. And I want to point out that the La Raza and Mecha and Antonio Villaraigosa and these people have successfully, under Ford Foundation control, converted taking guns, private property, and abortion to Raza. Really, I thought Raza would just be humanity doing well and everybody living in peace and having private property, the Second Amendment, and not aborting your kids. And by the way, they got a real problem with La Raza and Mecha and all this because they're having trouble getting Mexicans to kill their kids. And then you hear them on the news. We can't get the Mexicans to take welfare. We can't get the Mexican immigrants to come trust us. They know government's corrupt. They've been forced up here, most of them. Now, there are a lot of criminals that flee Mexico as well. There is that percentage of the illegals out of Mexico that work the system, and the globalists are trying to advertise to them. Come have your baby for free. Come get everything for free. It's all waiting for you. It's all waiting for free. Don't you want this free stuff? And I hear the mayor on the news. Everybody go, we need Hispanics, people who are illegal, to come get welfare. But also Hispanic citizens, you need welfare. You know, you're not getting on welfare. We want to, no, they don't want to help you. They want to kill you. Okay? So that's what's so frustrating about this is I'm faced with overwhelming racism being pushed by the big banks and the big media that own the Spanish media. And the hyper-nationalistic. Listen, I ought to get Max Cabrera in here, who grew up in Venezuela and saw his family business taken over by Chavez and stuff, to tell you what it's like when the socialists take over a Latin American country. It's hell on earth. And that's the globalist plan. That's the globalist plan. That is the globalist plan. You know, right-wing Cubans and people, salt of the earth. But see, right-wing Cubans are a tiny minority, folks. I kill a communist for free. Anyways, the point is, quoting Tony Montana, the point is that this country's in deep trouble. The globalists are dissolving all the borders. They're destroying Mexico. They destroyed Latin America. They're destroying all of North America now. And this is a hardcore issue because I just see it every day. Yep, Felix Ortiz, $1 million insurance every year to have a gun. And of course, registration and complete control. California Democrat introduces bill to tax concealed carry. Representative Linda Sanchez. Unbelievable. Biden says, buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun. Wait till we play this. Sheriff warns of Second American Revolution if gun grabbers get their way. Milwaukee County law enforcer urged his citizens to arm themselves. And that's up at drudgereport.com and the gun news on the left-hand side. Very important article. We got to play a clip of that again. He was on this 2 days ago. We've got all the other huge news, but this is Death Race 2000. We'll play that again in the next hour.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 20th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $15.94.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.34.14, $8.17.07 for a half ounce, or $408.54 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.34.14, $8.17.07, and $408.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah, the globalists claim it's all love, love. And they attach the idea of all the different, quote, races working together and being in peace. They connect that to socialism and taking your guns and world government and high taxes. And they're like, oh, you don't want to turn your guns in, you're racist. Oh, the kids were chanting USA at the basketball game, Hispanic youth, mainly playing Hispanic youth in San Antonio. It must be racist. I mean, folks, whenever a football team is winning, people will chant USA against another football team. It's just the ubiquitous chant. Oh, the Jabba the Hutt toy. The Arabs want it banned. It's really racist. Oh, see, everything is racist except the real racism. Because the globalists are using it to divide and conquer. You think the New World Order wants Latin America with 600 million people to ever become free and free market and the dynamo it would be and the wealth that would be created? When you read the Population Commission put out by the British government in 49, they say, we want to promote authoritarianism in other countries because it will create bad economies and then we won't be overtaken. It's very simple. Read Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope. 1,100 plus pages. We sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. Go read it. I mean, I was reading out of it 2 weeks ago on air, where they said an armed population is a free society. Therefore, we need to take the guns. Only the government needs the weapons. We want a tyranny. We don't care if it's socialist, fascist, or communist, as long as it's authoritarian. We are the globalist. We are above it all. Brzezinski's written 3 books that I've personally read. I think he's written 5 total, bragging about this. See, they know you're not reading Tragedy and Hope. They know you're not reading Between Two Ages. They know you're not reading The Technotronic Age. They know you're not reading Men and Powers, a political retrospective by Helmut Schmidt, German Chancellor, where they lay out the whole Trilateral Commission, New World Order, the real decisions get made at Bilderberg, but even more decisions get made at Bohemian Grove, and we're going to bring in a global corporate government. Same thing in 1975, or whatever year it was, in Network. Like, will you guys cue up the Network speech, Howard Beale? Not his I'm as mad as hell speech. It's the one where, I think we have it saved, Howard Beale talks to the executive, talks to Mr. Sackett, I think's his name. And he's like, Mr. Beale, you are part of an old system with nations and people. There are no nations. There are no people. There is only, and they list the corporations. But that would be one thing. Now, I saw some video criticizing me last week on YouTube, ran across it. And the guy was like, yes, he had this funny British accent. He goes, yes, there is a global government being formed by corporations, and yes, they're enslaving everyone. But I can work at my corporate slave job and buy stock in the company and buy myself out of slavery. As if that's really going to do that for you. There's like this make-believe. I would see this make-believe by intelligent people who live in a little apartment and drive a junky car, and they're all obsessed with the fact that they're not wealthy and they feel bad about themselves, but they understand what the establishment's doing. So they're like cheering it on and, ah, yes, you'll never stop what we're doing. I own some stock in Walmart and in defense contracts. And I understand what's going on, so I'm in control of it. I mean, that is the most pathetic position to be in. In fact, Chris, I think I sent you that video last week. I sent you a couple of them. I think it was something like Alex Jones and Paul Watson are KGB agents or something ridiculous was the name. Yeah, the guy's so funny. Since I mentioned it, try to dig him out. Yeah, I got to find which one it is where he goes, I can have stock. And the guy's hilarious. And the guy needs to go to Hollywood immediately. And believe me, go to a casting call. You've got a job as the new Dr. Evil. Just that guy. I could hang out with that guy at a cocktail party all day. I'm not kidding. Yeah. Anyways, the crazier the better. The new theory is that Paul Watson and I, hold on, this is all over the internet right now. I've seen it for 2 weeks. And I don't have really time to enjoy it. It is one of my guilty pleasures. It's almost like bonbons or something, bonbons and light beer. But hold on for it. Not only is the new rumor that Paul Watson and I are gay lovers, we are gay reptoid space alien lovers. And these people online are serious about this, ladies and gentlemen. Our reporter in England with his brother and his wife all working great job on the team as reporters and researchers. Now the total proof. All right, see, I shouldn't have segued off into my guilty pleasure. I shouldn't have segued off into it. And the thing is, these people are not joking, this unintentional comedy. They really are the crazy conspiracy theorists, and they just believe every whacked-out deal. By the way, not only is there the gay lover reptiles, you know, we're space alien reptoid blood-drinking lovers, I'm also Bill Hicks. And those theories, Bill Hicks is a reptoid, and I'm going to be honest, folks, I am a blood-drinking reptoid, and I am Bill Hicks, okay? And the government loves you as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock-bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, packs and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. OffTheGrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Accept the fact that the city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean?
Biblical.
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
There's
fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right. I'm going to get into the audio and video clips I was just mentioning, dealing with globalism and how it really operates, that it's a global corporate government to reduce the population, to shut down society. Then I'm going to get into EPA ex-boss Jackson caught breaking law, scamming U.S. taxpayers. That scandal deepens. The reason it's important is it can bring down their whole carbon trading crime syndicate, or seriously damage it. It could be a Death Star level destruction event, like the Copenhagen documents getting out. We're also going to get into the financial news. We're also going to get into USDA, Mexican consulate to immigrants. Don't worry, food stamps won't affect citizenship chances. And McCain getting in trouble at town hall events over his total amnesty plan. Really important news. Apple is building something bigger than TV. Yeah, it's smart spy systems that tie into everything to run your house. The race between Microsoft, Apple, all of them, is to control your house. And they're all government subsidiaries in the final equation anyway. So we're going to be breaking down what's really behind all of that. But first, the really big news that I already mentioned. When we first put this out yesterday, we went, we checked the company, we made sure it was a real company. You know, we do things like that. And then we went and checked their purchase orders, that the company is one of the biggest sellers of paper targets. We even went and bought some of the targets. They're on their way. Of women holding, you know, babies, women holding a child's hand, old men, pregnant women. And don't worry, they're all the new white Al-Qaeda. All the new training videos, all the things. Never a, quote, majority-minority. It's only, as Homeland Security says, it's white gun owners, Southerners especially, are what Homeland Security's for. That's official. And that just hangs out there. And people couldn't believe this was real. But it's now the company's responded. We have the audio of that, and they put a press release out as well, saying, hey, the Homeland Security paid $2 million for these. They wanted these. And they say this represents the new threat. And they believe they're going to be in the general public. And again, if this was a housewife-looking black lady or Hispanic, I'd be saying the same thing. But it's all whites. Again, this is the new shift, as Homeland Security MIAC document said. White, conservative, libertarian gun owners. And it's the government trying to get everybody else to go, hey, let's gang up and get these people. And it's all run by old white men mainly. So it's a diabolical plan. We're going to be getting into that here today. But it's total divide and conquer. And, of course, it's just like health care. Hey, let's get the rich people. Let's get you some free health care. Didn't give you free health care. Didn't cover pre-existing conditions. Made poor people buy overpriced, now doubling insurance, and was a big payroll tax on you. So it's the perception versus the reality. The hype of, man, it's going to be great. You know, come on in. Try that soup. And it's a bowl of, you know, gasoline. I mean, it's poison. But you don't want to admit you've been conned. So you're like, it's delicious. Now, whatever you do, don't strike a match. So this is the type of stuff that's going on. And they're now announcing the swarms of drones to invade the cities. Surveillance drones everywhere. Little robots on wires in the city that go back and forth on a wire, on wheels, surveilling everyone. And they're now going to have the robots more automated, not just a robot on the side of your house that's inanimate like a smart meter, but it's going to be now everywhere. Japan's already rolling out robots that sit on the street corner barking orders and with cameras to get everybody ready for this. The full rollout. Globalists don't need us anymore. They've got the big, pretty much robot-run mines being set up all over the world. They've got the robot-run ships, the robot-run aircraft with human stewards on board, and they've got the robot-run factories, and it's just what Bill Joy said 12 years ago, how the globalists plan to set up a technocracy and then kill everybody. But before that, they're going to have race war and bioweapons releases. Don't worry. Before all that happens, the socialists are going to get to take over and take your businesses and take your houses and tell doctors where they can work. And there's going to be a trampling first, because the globalists have always hated America. Not that America was perfect, but we were the best example of liberty. The Queen of England never forgets, you know, what happened to her great-great-great-great-grandfather. Was it great-great-great-great-great-great? How many grandfathers? Was it four or five great-grandfathers back? They'll never forget what happened six, seven, eight generations ago. They'll never forgive. So America, with globalists, it's all about genetic scores to settle. So America will be poisoned, will be dumbed down. I've got stacks of articles. The aspartame, cancer, brain damage, lower IQs, lower fertility, diabetes exploding. You won't hear La Raza saying, hey, Hispanics, why do we have about, I forget the number. It's something like they estimate by 2020. 60-something percent of Hispanics will have diabetes, getting their arms and legs sawed off. And it's actually targeting Hispanics. The aspartame is just absolutely tailored for your physiology to kill you better than a hammer. But there's not going to be any La Raza, Mecha discussions. They're all sponsored by Coke. So, I mean, but as long as you smile and say, you're conquering, let's saw your leg off. We just aborted your baby. Get that evil white Alex Jones, that filthy person. Look at that big racist wrestler. Says he hates Mexicans and loves Alex Jones. Oh, it's just entertainment. See how the total programming's happening? I've got a stack of news here where every major cosmetic line that's not organic is just poisoning you. Every food product poisoning you. It's all designed. So you have to understand, the global government is designed to kill you. And it's designed to just phase it all in. 17 years I've told you that aspartame tied to obesity and type 2 diabetes. Gee, I went and looked at the major studies out there. You can too. People in the 50s ate more saturated fat, more chicken fried steaks, fried chicken almost every night, half of a pie, guzzling pure milk, smoking cigarettes, drinking whiskey, and did you know they lived longer? Our longevity has now dropped officially. They ate stuff much worse. And now lung cancer in women is sevenfold. I saw the statistic 5 years ago. ABC News. Sevenfold increase in women's lung cancer in just that decade. Oh, but let's not. Why is there a 10,000% increase in plus in cancers of children? Why is it a 3,000+% in breast cancer? Why do we lead the world? Why are Hispanics who even try to eat healthy dying all over the place? It doesn't. Shut up, racist. Shut up. Hey, don't abort your baby. Shut up, racist. I will kill my baby, racist white. Ooh, I'm going to kill him right now. I'm going to kill him. Get out of my way. I'm going to drink Diet Coke. The government loves me. It's going to give me some free welfare. I mean, it is just so over the top how insane all this has gotten. And it gets to me, folks. Yeah, British women quit smoking at age 102. Look at that, Clara Cowell. I'm not saying that smoking is a good thing. My point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that it is designed to kill us. Bertrand Russell's books, Holdren's books, Kissinger's Memorandum 200, State Department, 73, October 73. I mean, it's all on paper. It's not my opinion. The Chinese elite, the British elite, the European elite, it all comes out in the news. I've done reports where they're obsessed with their own, quote, secret organic farms. Folks are spraying so many chemtrails, they grow in the secret Chinese communist and the British royalty, all of them. We've got the articles that have come out. You can pull it up. Just type Chinese communist elite don't eat what their public eats. Have secret greenhouses. British royalty, secret greenhouses. German government, secret greenhouses. Secret food deliveries. Secret water filtration. Secret vaccines that actually do protect them, and then they give something else to the public. Look up everything I just said. It's all right there. It's all right there. It's all right there. Okay, so they say, hey, we're taking over with a global government. It's for your own good. No, it's not. It's not just a new form of government under global corporations. They're eugenicists. I don't want to say they're Nazis because that's not fair. They created the Nazis. The Nazis were an apple that fell off that tree. And they're now sterilizing women in Mexico forcibly. Just type in women sterilized in Mexico. And you can say, well, there are too many. Oh, wait, that'll always be a liberal. It's like, hey, see, a liberal's like, whites are evil, horrible, communism will defeat them, taking their guns will defeat them. Well, that's taking your guns, your private property, too. But then, oh, aborting, forcibly sterilizing Hispanics, that's quite liberal. And as long as I say, I love you, I love La Raza, you'd be like, oh, shoot me in the head then. Oh, here, don't kill your babies. Get back, racist. Don't kill your babies, Hispanics. Don't kill your babies. Shut up, racist. Kill your babies. Oh, I love you. Oh, kill the baby. I mean, do you understand how sick this is, ladies and gentlemen? Do you understand how sick this is? Let's go to the 1970s film Network, where Howard Beale, the mad as Hades, not going to take it anymore. I'm a human being. We're going to go to this clip where he's being dressed down by the corporate owner about the New World Order. Here it is.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature,
and you will atone.
I won't have it. Is that clear? You think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back. It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity. It is ecological balance. You are an old man man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rims, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet.
Which the insiders control.
The natural order of things today.
The symbol of energy becomes the energy.
Is the atomic
and subatomic
and subatomic and galactic structure of things today.
No, they're not, you fraudster.
And you
shut
have
up,
meddled
Bernie
with
Madoff.
The primal forces of nature.
Shut up, Ken Lay.
And
shut
you
up, Bloomberg.
Will
shut up, Al Gore.
Atone.
No, I will not take your fraud anymore.
I'm getting through to you, Mr. Beale.
No, you're not getting through to me.
You get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy.
See, this is just saying give up.
There is no America.
You will be assimilated.
There is no democracy. There is only IBM.
There's only cancer viruses.
And AT&T.
And checkpoints.
And DuPont.
And early death.
Union Carbide.
Just roll over and die.
And Exxon.
Roll over
those
and die.
Are the nations of the world today.
Which are run by psychopathic killers.
What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts.
And they get orders from David Rockefeller and Armin Hammer.
Minimax solutions and compute the price cost probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies.
They're not investments anymore. It's fraud.
The world is a college of corporations.
Shutting down other people so they can take over.
Inexorably determined by the
using government to shut down their competition.
Bylaws of business.
To engage in fraud and selectively enforce and then exempt themselves.
It's a business, Mr. Beale.
No, it's not. It's a giant kill grid run by psychopaths.
It has been since man crawled out of the slime.
And that's their argument, social Darwinism. But they tell us there's not a war.
Our children.
They tell us they love us. But they are waging war against us.
To see that
they've bought 2 million bullets and are training on paper targets
world
of you and your wife and your children. They are training
which
on paper targets of your children for a civil war.
Or brutality.
For a, yeah, no brutality or famine because you're going to kill everybody.
One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all
where you are a human resource to be used
serve
up.
Serve a common profit.
That's enough.
Which all men will hold.
Yeah, let me explain something. The Hollerith machines by IBM were funded by the Rockefellers and their family planning division in the 1916, 1917, 1920. The first Hollerith machines were used for race mixing studies. And they were also used to study people that had syphilis. You know, if they didn't treat them, how long would it take to kill them? How long would it take to have them die? And then those Hollerith machines were shipped to Nazi Germany, and they would work people to death in the labor camps. That's what the tattoo was for, was an IBM Hollerith machine. How much to work you? See, that's what this is all actuarial out. How long can they work? How long can they put you in prison? What economic group do you come from so your family can pay all the fines and fees? Then how do they get you in prison or get you on social welfare, get you in the government system? How do they make sure you get vaccines that have cancers bound to RNA strains that will bind in certain cell structures that once hormone levels dip below a certain point near retirement, you will then have congenital cancers designed to the first wave to almost kill you but suck your retirement. And then the next cancer they've already injected you with, that's meant to wipe you out. They've got it all actuaried out, how to kill you, how to do it. Isn't that a loving group of people? Isn't that a loving group of people? But let's go ahead and go to this guy. I'll have to go to break with him. This is some guy on YouTube, hilarious, saying, I don't like the foreign corporations that are taking over America, that me and Watson, again, are KGB agents. Really beautiful, good stuff. And then he, at the end of the video, we'll come back and play the rest after the break, he says, yes, it's true, it's a tyranny, but I get to own stock in it. And this is the mindset. So he's buying into what Howard Beale was just told. So here it is. Enjoy.
Wherever there's an Arab dictator, you can count on Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson to a route for them, because Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson are useful idiots for the KGB, and especially for the
FBI. He's wearing a black and gold fez, by the way.
Of the KGB. They are useful idiots because they so thoroughly hate the United States government and the New World Order that they will merge with anyone who is opposed to U.S. government.
You know he shoots these when his mother's out doing the shopping.
The Anglo-American establishment. I, for one, think that New World Order is a good thing because it allows you. I have heard Tom Hartman on Russia Today, the organ of the KGB, the other day, criticizing Walmart for being a predatory company. Walmart is a predatory company, but if you're an American or a denizen of the Western world, you can purchase stock in Walmart. You can purchase stock.
Hold on, back it up 20, 30 seconds, because this is key. We're going to come back and play this. And buy your way out of slavery, he says. And again, the audio is not that good for radio. It's just, it's precious jewels. In fact, can you find the name of his YouTube channel? I want to give that guy a plug. Hey, buddy, you need to come to Hollywood. I mean, you have got a job right now as Dr. Evil.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Very serious in the next hour and get into the top stories in detail and then take your phone calls. It's going to be open phones in the second and third hour today. I sent this over to the guys to play about a week ago and forgot to, but they did find his channel. Can we put that up on screen for TV viewers, please? His YouTube channel is Ben Colby, and you can go to the channel, or Vin Colby, excuse me. I'd have known if it was up. I had to go from memory there. But Vin Colby, and this is what he has to say about globalism and about why he likes the New World Order, why he thinks it's a good thing. And I actually hear this a lot from establishment types who aren't even really in the establishment, but they think they are, that, well, you can just buy stock in the predatory system. And that's just a total white flag to the corruption. So let's go back to that clip.
You can purchase stock in Walmart. You can purchase stock in McDonald's. You can purchase stock in Lockheed Martin, the biggest defense contractor in the world, and share in the prosperity. You can work your little corporate job, earn some money, and purchase your freedom from slavery by buying into these globalist stocks. So the denizens of the Western world have that option to escape. Tyranny. The Russians do not have that option because all their enterprises are controlled by the mafia ring of Vladimir Putin. The denizens of Syria have absolutely no options. They want to wear the Syrian woman. They want to wear miniskirts. They want to listen to Lady Gaga. They want to listen to Britney Spears. They want to go naked on the beach. They want to buy Gucci, like Assad's wife, who was born in London, an Arab immigrant to London, buys French, Italian fashions, and British fashions.
All right, that's enough. He goes on to basically say again that I in the West can buy my way out of slavery. And I always love this vein of thinking. I've got foreign megabanks that want to bring in Agenda 21, taking over. They're the ones trying to get my guns. They're the ones lobbying to take my guns. They're the ones lobbying to make me take vaccines. They're the ones lobbying to have drones over me. Okay, they're the ones coming down my street. And so I'm exposing the New World Order, the private Federal Reserve that started taking over in 1913. I'm not moving to Russia. I don't like the corruption in Russia. I don't want to live under Assad, but Assad's not attacking me. Russia's not attacking me. My criminal government, run by foreign banks, is putting Al-Qaeda into Libya and Syria to bring those countries down while telling me, give my rights up because Al-Qaeda wants to attack. Here's the Times of India. U.S. issues worldwide caution to its citizens of terror threats by Al-Qaeda. The globalists created Al-Qaeda. So when the Russian media came out and said, yeah, take the American people's guns, I went absolutely ape and said, take their license away if they keep this up. Kick them out of here. Because you don't have if you're domestic, you have the First Amendment. Foreign state-run media shouldn't be over here saying, take my rights. Neither should Piers Morgan. He should go back and face all the criminal inquiries in England. So it's simple. And so they play this game of, oh, you don't like America because you don't want to be under these corporations. At least you can buy stock in it. How immoral is that? It's like, hey, you don't like vampires living next door? They might let you have a few drops of blood of the kid they grab out the street of you. Go over and be nice to them. That vampire is going to end up eating you one day as well. I'm not a useful idiot. I actually know what's going on. The globalists are the big dog. The New World Order Corporate Banking Guild are the eugenicists. They're the bad ones, and they're teamed up with a communist Chinese to double-cross the Russians. The Russians can't get their act together. That's why they're not the big threat. The communist Chinese and the New World Order, that's the threat, buddy boy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.